The Cowboys are becoming the Rebels. We're going to talk about the latest news out of Dallas. The Cowboys are becoming the Rebels. We're going to talk about the latest news coming out of Dallas. We're also going to talk about new places and new faces, Coach Edition. And we're going to touch up on the latest or the most remaining free agents in the NFL here on Tuck and Run. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? I am your host, Sam Oji. With me, as always, Dale Tucker.
Hello, hello, hello.
My man, Jay Sabori.
What up, what up?
It is July 9th, 2017. Welcome to another edition of Tucker Run. I have to give a quick shout out to my man, Kalon, a.k.a. 401K, blessing us with this track, San Diego. You can find it on Spotify. Big ups to him. We grew up with him, and he's doing his music thing out in New York. So, again, shout out to New York. Shout out to Kalon in New York with the new track, San Diego. Gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about today. Well, we don't really have a lot to talk about today because nothing was going on.
I would argue that we have literally nothing to talk
literally
about.
Literally nothing. Actually, I'm going over my notes and I'm getting so angry because there was nothing going on in
NFL. Meanwhile, in the NBA.
Right? The NBA is just exploding.
Jay, what's going on in the NBA?
A whole lot that I need to talk about on the Flagrant Fans.
When it happens.
Craig.
Let's focus on Tuck and Run for now. Peyton Manning. Let's talk about Peyton Manning. Jim Mora Jr., his first coach, actually, since Peyton joined the Colts back in 2001, doesn't feel comfortable attending the statue unveiling at Lucas Oil Stadium. Mora, like I said, was Peyton's first coach. And he thinks it will be a bit awkward considering how his exit from the team back in 2001 between him and Bill Polian, demanding Mora to fire his defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio. And Mora didn't want to do that. And so, as a result, the ultimatum was given to Mora to either fire his defensive coordinator or he would get fired. And Mora chose the latter. Dale.
I didn't even know that. Like, football for me starts in 2005. it's interesting. Like, I didn't even know Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator all the way back then because he's the Bears' defensive coordinator now, right?
Moore, just sack up and go.
It's funny. He's like, I wouldn't feel comfortable there. Like, that was 16 years ago. And, I expected, because I didn't know this story before you read it, I expected it to be like, oh, Jim Moore and Peyton Manning hate each other. Like, that has nothing to do with Bill Polian.
That'd be awesome.
He's long gone, too.
That'd be a lot to talk about.
Bill Polian's long gone. They're all long. Just go back there.
More news with Peyton Manning. I mean, this is alleged news now because I can't find any information on this other than Boston-based news where Peyton Manning, I guess his rookie season, was accused or was involved in cheating with hearing aids.
I heard an offensive lineman said
something
like that.
Offensive lineman said something about it, and I don't know. I guess I don't know the exact story, but I guess there was signal to Peyton whether or not what the defense was doing or to alter the snap count to catch the defense off guard.
This was his rookie year?
Yes.
All right. Where did they go? 3-13 his rookie year?
Didn't exactly. He have clearly the it wasn't helping most interceptions?
Much. Yeah. I don't, whatever they were doing, it wasn't recently, working.
So I don't know who's coming up with this news. I think it's a.
It doesn't matter. He's the golden child. He's not like Tom Brady. They'll all just be like, oh, no, Peyton didn't do anything wrong.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, you want to talk about the golden child. I don't know why this is news, but Tom Brady is publishing a new book. The five-time NFL Super Bowl champion will be publishing a book called The TB12 Method, How to Achieve a Life of Lifetime Sustained Peak Performance.
That is
you guys cannot see the grimace on my face right now.
There is one mean scowl.
I am scowling.
You look
at
like
the fact
John Gruden.
That Tom Brady, you know how I feel about the Patriots, is writing a book about how great. Is that enough that he has five NFL Super Bowl rings? He wants to talk about how great he is.
Also, he's married
to
a supermodel.
Right, and that too, his GOAT status.
That's right.
The book will cover Brady's meticulous eating and training lifestyles along with his NFL success. Jay, is this necessary? I'm asking you.
Well, it's necessary for his marketing after his career is over because he's just going to go ahead and launch the TB12 kind of I guess, performance and training facility there. And he already has a setup in Foxborough Place right now. So it's necessary for that. But I think this is just a big waste of time.
I read that he said
I want to know how much this book is going to cost. I'm looking that up right now.
He said himself that he started writing this book 12 years ago, which means after his third Super Bowl win, he already knew he was going to be this great.
Yes.
Like, he's like, I'm going to start writing a book. It's going to take 12 years because my number is 12.
But it's going to be a successful book. I don't know. Out of curiosity, I might.
Yes, you will.
Buy the book.
Because you are $30 closet Brady fan.
I'm going to use it as firewood.
Fuel, yes. Fire.
Spend that money.
You know what you should do? Steal it.
Exactly. That'll get him.
A lot of them.
Moving on to Dallas. Dallas Cowboys. Again, they find themselves in hot water this week between their linebacker, Damian Wilson, and the quarterback, Dak Prescott. We'll start with Damian Wilson. Wilson was arrested on 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon this past Tuesday on the 4th of July. According to reports, he attended a soccer game at the Toyota Stadium and was accused of backing his truck into a woman and then threatening a man with a rifle.
Gotta love Texas.
I guess so, right?
Just running people over and brandishing firearms.
Well, his first mistake was going to see a soccer game.
In Texas.
In Texas. The second is he thinks he's like Thug Life. I don't know what that was all about.
In Texas.
In Texas. Like, well, how do you threaten a man in Texas with a rifle knowing that everybody has guns in Texas?
The funny thing is he ran over a woman and then it was like, you didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a problem with this?
We'll keep you posted with that, ladies. There's no, I don't think there's been a suspension put out for Damian Wilson, but we'll keep you updated as the weeks go on. Moving on to Dak Prescott, the quarterback, the premier quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, finds himself in some hot water as well after alleged accusations of the QB not signing his apparel, his memorabilia. Reports from Panini America released a statement Friday night to confirm that some signatures from Dak Prescott on his trading cards may not be
whose authentic. Signature are they then?
I don't know. I'm telling
what
you.
What are this, they just manufactured? Is that it?
Yeah, like someone, they're like, oh, we got to get Dak Prescott's signature on these cards.
Body double.
On a million of them. I think you only have to sign one card and they just copy it on all of them, I believe.
The fact that I am reporting this is making me angry because there's literally nothing
it's
to talk
July
about.
It's July 9th. It's the dead season. Really, we should be on vacation.
Like, who cares if he has an automated machine with his signature?
Also, why is a card company named Panini America? That would make me think that they make sandwiches.
They make sandwiches, yeah. And cards, yeah. With the same machines.
Know what you're talking about, Panini America.
What happened to Tops?
Anyways, moving forward from the news, since there's nothing to talk about, we're going to talk about this week's off-the-field MVP. This one was kind of hard because there was two choices I wanted to go with, two things that did catch my eye. Between this story and Russell Wilson opening up a QB academy for young students, but this one kind of, you know, grabbed my heart a little bit more. This week's off-the-field MVP goes to several players who invested on a young girl's future business, down in Austin, Texas. 12-year-old entrepreneur and owner of the Me and the Bees Lemonade, Michaela Ulmer, pitched her product to a community that was endorsing future business kids of America. And quite a few NFL players showed up and supported her and invested in the company. Players like Arian Foster, Glover Quinn, Dwayne Brown, Jonathan Grimes, Omar Bolden, Bobby Wagner, Darius Slay, Sharik, am I saying that right? Sharik McManus?
Yeah. I have no idea.
EJ Emanuel and Malik Jackson have all collectively invested $810,000 into this little girl's dream of becoming an entrepreneur. And for that, you guys all deserve this week's off-the-field MVP. I mean, with that many talent together, NFL players together, you'd think they'll invest a little bit more than that.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, so in other words, like, that's one game check from all of them.
But no, nonetheless.
I don't care. This is why I'm going to have a girl.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. Aubrey, you're going to have to start a lemonade stand pretty soon. Some of that TB12 money.
Big shout outs to you, Michaela. I'm sorry I'm pitching your name. Miss Ulmer. And, best of luck to your future endeavors as a entrepreneur. Moving on to our first topic of the day. the most reoccurring topic that we have so far on the show, new faces and new places. This time we're doing the coach edition. We have several coaches who are moving or upgrading from their positions to different teams and trying to turn over their respective franchises. We are going to start with Kyle Shanahan, the former offensive coordinator of Atlanta, who went 11-5 and, you know, lost in the Super Bowl, is now promoted to the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, who last year went 2-14. Dale, is this a good? Is this a smart move? Is this a good move for Kyle Shanahan?
I think it's a great move for Kyle Shanahan because they also fired their GM and brought in what's his name, John Lynch. They brought in John Lynch as their general manager, former broadcaster John Lynch. So I think probably means Kyle Shanahan's going to have a lot of say in that organization. And you can't go anywhere but up, really, if you're San Francisco, because they were 27th in points and 31st in yards per game last year. So I would say Kyle Shanahan. That's probably, of the six, I believe, new head coaches this year, that's probably my favorite hire, Kyle Shanahan.
No, he's an offensive coach. How are they going to work things defensively? Because they were
Brian Hoyer.
Who is it? Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley.
Yeah.
And their receivers are pretty weak. But Atlanta was first in points and second in yards. So, and I would, you know, they have Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, but I don't think that they have like all the like these great five-star blue chip players other than that. So I think San Francisco is going to be better this year offensively. Defensively, we'll see.
That's good because he's going to have control, I think, in the moves that they make with the GM there. So it's good for him, but he's going to have some tough years.
Yeah, well, you want to, you know, for everything we say bad about John Lynch, I mean, the guy was able to, what were they? They had the second pick in the draft, and they were able to just steal
Solomon Thomas.
They moved back to 3 with the Bears and just stole a bunch of more picks. So far, so good. You know, they definitely need a lot more talent because they have their quarterback situation is not great. But what I do like is they didn't reach. They didn't go out. You know, I didn't think this was a particularly strong draft for quarterbacks. And Kyle Shanahan's like, you know what? I've had pretty good years with I think he had Brian Hoyer before when he was in Texas, when he was in Houston.
Well, I think what you're going to see is a lot of Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, they're going to.
A lot of Carlos Hyde.
And they signed Tim Hightower in the offseason, too. So, they're going to. Hey, he had like.
Tim Hightower.
He had like a lot didn't of touchdowns.
Didn't we have him on the Patriots at one point, too? No, like, and then we just like dropped him.
No, did you have Tim Hightower?
Yeah, I think we brought him in for like a training a camp thing or whatever. And I was like, whatever, man. He's gonna have some tough years. That's all I'm going to say about Kyle Shanahan.
All right. Moving on, Anthony Lynn, former offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. They went 7-9 last year. Is now promoted to the Chargers head coach of 5-11. How is this going to affect the Chargers, considering the new move to Los Angeles? Jay, pitching that one over to you, my man.
Well, he was a former running backs coach, so he was with the Bills, and LeSean McCoy had a great year last year. So I think I liked Anthony Lynn. I'm surprised that the Bills let him go, to be honest with you, because they hired some other bum right now that I'm not a fan of. We'll talk about him later. But I think it's going to be great for Melvin Gordon. I think he's helped because he has Phillip Rivers. I'm not high on the Chargers anyways. I think they're overrated every year.
They're crazy.
But the thing is, the Chargers have weapons on offense. So do you think they're going to switch up the scheme to a more run-based type of team, or are they going to stick with the air ball and just let Phillip just throw it, sling it?
I think they should ride Melvin Gordon until he gets hurt midway through the year, like always.
one of these years he's gonna get 1,000 yards rushing. Don't you worry.
Well, I mean he had a good year last year, but I like Anthony Lynn. I like his culture that he brings to the team. He's gonna have a tough, hard nosed, disciplined type of culture to him. The thing is that he's going to a team where they're kind of in flux. They got a new stadium now and.
A new soccer stadium, right?
New soccer stadium.
25,000.
This is way too much to be talking about soccer on a football podcast right now.
It's
but
July 9th.
Yeah. No, I like them. I the Bills are idiots. So
yeah, I agree with you. I think that the Bills probably should have kept him. I would rather have Anthony Lynn than Sean McDermott, who they did end up hiring.
He's a bum.
The thing that I do think is funny though is got to give Mike McCoy some credit because they've dealt with a lot of injuries every year. And last year, the funny thing is the Chargers were better, higher in points per game. They scored more points per game, and they were better in yards per game. So than the Bills were, I'm saying, than where Anthony Lynn is coming from. Now, I would say the Bills are less talented than the Chargers. So you give Anthony Lynn the talent that they have in L.A., and they'll probably be even better on offense.
True.
So it's a good hire. I think we can agree it's a good hire.
All right. Moving on, Sean McDermott, the former defensive coordinator of Carolina, is the new head coach in Buffalo.
Speak of the devil.
I mean, how do you make that adjustment from Sean McDermott? I mean, from Rex Ryan to Sean McDermott?
It's pretty much an extreme. The farthest you can go defensively from the 3-4 blitzing multiple hybrid defense to straight 4-3 wide 9 defense that Sean McDermott learned under Jim Johnson in Philadelphia. You don't get much different. Like, McDermott wants to have 4 down linemen, and he wants to have them spread out as far as you can, whereas Rex Ryan wanted 3 down linemen and
do a. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Does Buffalo, do they have the personnel for that? Can they
not really. Lorenzo Alexander, top 100 player. He's clearly a 3-4 outside linebacker. They're having him play 4-3 outside linebacker.
They say that Sean McDermott is one of those guys that actually changes the scheme towards the players that he has. So I'm not sure what they're going to really be running. He is a 4-3 guy. He was with Carolina, and he was actually – the years that he was with Carolina – 2012 to 2015, they had the top overall defense with them. So, and he was a defensive backs coach with the Eagles back in 2004. Brian Dawkins was a Pro Bowler then, so that was his first Pro Bowl, actually, which is surprising. So, Sean McDermott, to me, it's like, okay, let's bring in another defensive guy for the Bills.
Who's totally different defense.
Totally different defense. Not as great as Rex Ryan defensively, but whatever. Let's try it out.
Yeah, that's strange. And personality-wise, they're probably the exact polar opposites.
So, yeah, he's a players coach.
Are we saying the Bills are going to have a losing season?
Well, I mean, they were 7-9 last year, so.
You bet. And they play the Patriots, don't they? Losers.
Twice a year.
That's true. All right. Vance Joseph, former defensive coordinator of Miami, who went 10-6, low-key, had a winning season last year, is now the head coach of the Broncos, who went 9-7 last year. Is this a good thing, bad thing? Is this much of a upgrade for the Broncos?
The best thing would have been if Gary Kubiak could have kept coaching. That's what I would say. I mean, Vance Joseph, I know he's a hot name in the coaching community. He was, I believe, with Arizona for a few years, and a lot more recently he was in Miami. I don't really understand this hiring. I think him and John Elway have a good relationship.
People love this hire.
Yeah, I don't.
Which I think is nuts.
I mean, Arizona was all right, but I don't think he was the defense coordinator at Arizona. I believe he was the DB coach or the secondary coach. In Miami, since he's been there, they haven't been lighting up there. I haven't even been a top 10 defense with him, as far as I know.
29th in yards allowed, 30th in rushing. So rushing defense.
That's crazy.
I mean, people are so happy about him. He's like, oh, well, he's going to come in. I love when they talk about culture with new coaches. No, it's hard to change your culture, like, in 1 year. What's benefiting him is that Denver already has a great defense.
Yeah, he's going into the fourth best defense in points and yards. So he's probably in the best situation.
He might have the best record out of everybody.
Well, what I would say of all these guys that we're talking about, he's a defensive guy. He's got the best defense.
Yeah.
So all these, like, Sean McDermott doesn't have a great defense. Anthony Lynn's offense is good, but it's not great. Kyle Shanahan, their offense is terrible in San Francisco now. Like, so I would say that Vance Joseph might end up having the most success of everyone we've spoken about so far.
But not so much because of him.
Yeah, almost in spite of him, you know, because he's got the fourth best defense in points and yards, a Super Bowl caliber defense. Hopefully he doesn't mess it up.
All right, moving on. This one kind of hurts me a bit because I'm not really over it. Sean McVay, former offensive coordinator of Washington, is going to replace Jeff Fisher's position as the head coach of the Rams. I am a Jeff Fisher fan. I don't care if he holds the record of the most losses for a coach. I like the guy. I like this personality. I like what he brought to the Rams and the culture they had. What is this going to mean for the Rams?
Well, we're talking about a guy who's almost as young as us. Like, we're sitting here recording a podcast. Sean McVay is coaching a national football team.
He's 31 years old. When he was hired, he was 30, which is the youngest in NFL history.
He's getting a lot of money for this too, correct?
Yeah, I'm sure he's getting more money than we're getting.
Like, I heard... early in the year that when this happened, he was getting a substantial amount of money. I don't have the numbers.
That's probably a multi-million. I think it's like a 5-year contract. So, and listen, LA can't go anywhere but up. They were 32nd in points, 32nd in yards. The fact that they won four games last year, is a miracle. Like, I'm not a Jeff Fisher guy, but I'll give you that. The fact that they won four games with the offense that they had and the defense was not
in a tough division. Really,
in a tough division. It is a tough, playing at a USC Stadium, like playing, you know, like. they weren't getting any benefits.
Todd Gurley's loving this hire, by the way. He can't start gushing about this hire. He's loving the new offense. It's about time, because Todd Gurley was complaining about the touches he was getting last year. So, hey, you got your offensive guy. You got to put up some
stats now. You know what I say to Todd Gurley? Let them tackle you in the preseason. I mean, that's ridiculous. When I was watching the Hard Knocks, and they're like, oh, you can't touch him. Like, they were giving him the red no-contact jersey. It's like, you know, that's not how you prepare running backs for the season. You don't just look at them. Because then when someone goes to tackle him, he's like, what is this?
But you got to get hit in the mouth a few times.
Yeah, I don't know. I never understood that. They're protecting him like he's a quarterback.
But the important question for me is, where's Jeff Fisher going to go? I love the guy. I don't know.
I get it that you love Jeff Fisher. He seems like a real cool guy.
Great guy.
But how else are you going to judge coaches if not on wins?
I mean,
how else are you going to judge him? He's not throwing the football. He's not running the football. He's not playing defense. He's coaching.
He's got a place in, like, what, Montana, right?
Yeah. So
that's where he'll go.
Yeah. He wants to get back into coaching.
I hope you, Jeff Fisher, if you're listening, I am one of your fans, okay?
If you're listening, Sam will hire you to coach his team.
Yes. Please.
We have a flag football team. Yeah.
Well, he's not going to coach that team, but Sam will have another team that he can coach.
I'm not about the 8-8 bull-ish like you were talking about too either.
He was about that 4-12.
Well, and last but not least, we have Doug Marrone, former offensive coordinator of Jacksonville, is now the head coach of Jacksonville.
News to you.
July 9th, everybody.
Doug Marrone was on Jacksonville, apparently still in Jacksonville.
Is this good?
I mean, hey, they were 3-13 last year, you know. So
I'll go 3-13 again.
Well, one of these years, Jacksonville's going to figure it out. I don't know if Doug Marrone is the guy to figure it out, but they
went 1-1 last year. Interim basis.
Hey, I actually looked that up because we have nothing else better to do with our time. In the two games that he was the head coach, they averaged 29 points a game, which would have been third if you could extrapolate that over a 16 game season. But overall, they were 25th in points. And last time I checked, he was the offensive coordinator becoming the head coach. So if anything, they were better when he gave play calling duties to somebody else. So when he relinquished control of the offense, they became a much better offense. So
he's a little bit of a D-bag because he coached in Buffalo for 2 years. He didn't have a winning record. He had 1 year where he was 9-7 in 2014, and then he quit because he was like, I want more control in Buffalo. Guess what, buddy? You're not going to have control in Jacksonville because Tom Coughlin's there, and he's looking at you with the microscope saying, I've done it. How come you can't do it?
There's quite a lot of cooks in that kitchen with him. And
yeah.
Caldwell, I believe. They actually have Tom Coughlin. They have the GM. They have the owner. They have the head coach.
And he quit the position.
He was like, I'm done.
He was a power play. He thought that he'd be a hot commodity on the open market. And then I think he went to coach the offensive line in Jacksonville.
He's a weird guy. He was coaching Syracuse. Like, Syracuse isn't a powerhouse in college football. Yeah. Like, how do you have that? How do you have that? Those balls essentially to be sitting there and like, oh, I should be getting more creative control of the team. Come on, man.
I'll tell you who won't quit though. Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher is relentless. He's tenacious. You gotta fire that guy.
Yep. Don't stop, won't stop.
All right. Well, we also have some other players who won't quit playing football as well. We're touching our top potential, our top free agents that are available in the NFL today. We have a few free agents. We're going to talk about some. I'll round off the top 10 for you in my eyes. Colin Kaepernick, obviously. Darrell Revis, which is a shock to me that he's still a free agent. D'Angelo Williams, Anquan Boldin, Nick Mangold, Jarius Bird?
Jairus?
Jairus?
Jairus? No, it's not gyrating. It's Jarius.
No, Jarius Bird? Oh, he's awful.
Rashad Jennings. I am not even going to pronounce that. Altamont. It sounds like a transformer. Altamont Werner.
Autobots assemble. Altamont Werner, I believe.
Gary Barnage.
Barnage.
And Robert Griffin. Quite American. Are some of the names that are still out there who don't have a home, who want to be playing football, and we're going to touch on them.
Isn't that's the big debate right now? Nobody knows if Colin Kaepernick actually wants to play football because, I mean, he's got John Lynch coming out saying, John Lynch is coming out playing his agent, basically saying, hey, I told Colin, you go give an interview, go sit down, tell people that you want to play. It's like, why are you, John Lynch is the guy who cut him, telling him what he should be doing? Like, where's Colin Kaepernick's agent? Where's his manager? Where's these guys in his corner that should be saying?
Isn't he in Africa right now?
Is he? Or China? I thought he was in China.
I don't know.
Where's Waldo?
He's focused. He's focused on football.
I'm actually going to talk about Colin Kaepernick in my rant and run today. So We'll save the conversation.
That's good. Save that. We've also, for our subscribers, we've talked about Colin Kaepernick on our very first episode. So
yeah.
I think we can all agree that he should have a job. He should be a backup, but he should have a job. But
Colin Kaepernick, I mean, if you were an, a Colin Kaepernick fan, or an NFL fan for that matter, what do you think, what team would he fit best? What do you think he should go?
I mean, I said Carolina.
I said Seattle. Carolina would be great. With Colin, I would think like the Bills, maybe a backup role with the Bills because they hate Tyrod Taylor for some reason.
It's only a matter of games until he's benched.
Browns, because why not? Just get as much QBs, see if something sticks. Yeah. The Jets, because I'm not a fan of Christian Hackenberg.
The funny thing is when I was preparing for this list, I was looking at all the all the players available, and I was looking at the rosters, and literally there's a lot of bums that are remaining free agents available.
They're all bums.
There's a lot of bums, and all of them would be like potential upgrades over what the Jets have at the same. Like the Jets are so, like when I'm looking at the roster, they're so clearly trying to tank the season. Like the management.
Look at the Bears.
Well, the Bears are pretty. They have a decent defense, but yeah, offensively
they're awful. Mitch Trubisky's awful.
I mean, we have Darrell. I think Darrell Revis could still play. The problem with Darrell Revis
is a shock to me.
The problem is that he's guaranteed. He's got a $6 million. If he plays for anything less, the Jets owe him $6 million. If he plays for anything less than $6 million, he's playing for free. That's the problem. And no, who's going to give him over? That people are worried about him. Like they're worried that he's going to gain weight. That he can't do anything other than corner. He's already played cornerback and he's already lost some of his speed.
He'll go back to.
Do you think it was just one bad year that he had? He's going to bounce back.
I like him. I like Darrell Revis. I mean, you look at the teams in the NFL that need corners right now. The Buccaneers, they have their two guys. They have.
He ain't going back there.
No, he's not going to go back there. The Cardinals. I mean, could you imagine if they ever give Patrick Peterson a running mate? I know they tried a couple years ago with Cromartie, but he was already over the hill. They need something. The Colts don't have much at cornerback.
Darrell Revis looked over the hill last year, though.
Yeah, you know, I think, though, like, look at the Philadelphia. I think Jim Schwartz would love to get Darrell Revis in there. I mean, Leotis McKelvin isn't much better than Darrell Revis, if better at all, you know what I mean? And that was their starter last year, and they released him or they let him go. I think if you can get him somewhere where he can get his hands on guys and turn and run, if he wants, I think what it comes down to for Darrell Revis is, do you want to play? Supposedly he does. He's training. He's working out. We'll see. If he wants to play, he should have an opportunity. He's not that old.
Welcome back to the Patriots.
That would be the Patriot move.
Are you kidding me? All those corners right there, locking everybody up?
No, that's overkill. No. He needs to go say. I think he'll be best in the AFC South with a team like the Colts or maybe even the Titans. But I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know what he's doing in the offseason other than putting people in the face. But
yeah, buddy.
If he's working hard, he's training hard, I'm rooting for him hard. Another guy that I'm really rooting for, too, he's my dark horse in fantasy football, D'Angelo Williams. The man, I needed 4 games from this man last year, and he gave me 4 games.
And he didn't give you much else.
And he is, he's on the waiver wire right now. He's a free agent. D'Angelo Williams, what team out there needs a running back like D. Williams?
He said that
WWE.
He said that was only a one-time thing. I think it was Impact Wrestling.
It was Impact.
TNA.
He actually did really well.
I heard it was amazing.
Yeah, I actually watched the match.
The funny thing about D'Angelo Williams is he's like, there's 28 teams I'd play for in the NFL. But he didn't elaborate or specify which 4 teams he wouldn't play for. I think someone like D'Angelo Williams, you know where I would put him? I mean, I know that the starter's kind of older too, but if you put him in Buffalo, behind LeSean McCoy, they don't have anything.
I mean,
how about the Colts?
Yeah, I was thinking that was another one I was thinking. Or, you know, hey, how about the Rams? Spell Todd Gurley, you know?
How about the Giants?
Oh, the Giants. I was going to say the Giants.
Yeah, they love their guys, but the Giants could use them. They like, who do they have there? Orleans Darkwa. No, I think D'Angelo Williams can play. I think he's a good third
down
back.
He's the only not bum on
this
list.
Maybe in the Packers.
Well, that's funny that you say that because the Packers could use a running back. Ty Montgomery, and they drafted Joe Adams or Jamal Adams. Because
him
Adams.
And James Starks are essentially.
James Starks is gone, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Same
he's
one
player.
Of these free agents.
Yeah, I think he's better than. I mean,
way
James,
better
yeah.
than James Starks.
All right, so last year, D'Angelo Williams had 343 rushing yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. James
and Andy
Starks.
Lacy, I meant Andy Lacy, but.
James Starks had 145 rushing yards and 0 rushing touchdowns. No, D'Angelo Williams, he's had almost 500 total yards, 6 touchdowns. He'll do all right. I think. He is kind of older, though. It's funny that you say he's the only bum that's a running back. Because I still think that Rashard Jennings, he didn't have a bad year last year. You put him somewhere where, like, I was thinking Rashard Jennings of the Packers because you have Ty Montgomery as the speed back guy, former receiver. And then you put Rashard Jennings as, like, their grinder because they did lose.
Rashard Jennings can also catch the ball, though, too.
Yeah, he's these guys are old,
good
though.
Player.
That's the thing. They're old.
I mean, who would you pick between the two? Rashad Jennings or
D'Angelo Williams, because he does more, and I think he's probably got more juice in his legs. Although last year,
and
Rashard
he can
Jennings.
Suplex people.
Rashard Jennings had a better year last year.
Moving on, we have Anquan Boldin.
My boy.
Receiver. He was on the Lions last year. Now he's a free agent. Where do you see him going?
I would put him in Carolina. Carolina. Yeah.
Why?
Because
a bunch of big boys,
a bunch of big guys who can catch. I mean, the problem with Devin Funchess is his hands aren't great. Anquan Boldin had 8 touchdowns last year. You know,
yeah, but you already got your 2 possession receivers.
I know what you're saying. I would like.
But he can also spell like Greg Olsen. That would be like a 2 tight end set right there. There you go.
That's true.
Yeah, I would. Well, I mean, look at guys who need receivers. The Chiefs need receivers because they got a lot of speed to little guys. I'm not crazy about Vincent Jackson, but if you put him in there to catch jump balls in the end zone, all their guys, they have a bunch of little
Jackson's squad. What, like 34 years old?
Yeah, he's pretty old. Or you know who I like? I mean, getting back to Anquan Boldin, the Niners could use him, but they're going young. He's not going to go back.
You think,
there.
Do you
the
think,
Rams could use him.
Do you think Detroit should re-sign him again?
I wouldn't mind having him back, but they did draft Kenny Galladay. I believe that Galladay in the second or third round this year, and I think they want to give him a shot.
I have no idea who that is.
He's good. He's
is
tall.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, reports out of camp are he's very good. So I like, I mean, Jay's right. There's a lot of bums here. I like Anquan Boldin. I like Doriel Green Beckham. I've always liked him. I would love Doriel Green Beckham in Kansas City.
He's only 24 years old.
I mean, the funny thing is we talk about him like he's some bust. He's Calvin Johnson size. He ran a 4.49, 40 or something.
Not Calvin Johnson talent.
No. Athletically.
He's 36 years old.
No.
Doriel Green. About
Doriel. Oh, Doriel. I'm sorry.
Vincent Jack. Oh, who? Anquan? Yeah, Anquan Boldin's old. Not. Anquan Boldin, he can still play. I think he supposedly wants to play closer to home. He's from Florida.
He wants to wait, too. He wants to wait on...
He doesn't want to go to training camp.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go to training camp, which is a smart move for him, older dude. So he's just going to wait for the right spot for him. So he's going to get on a team.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the line, Nick Mangold, which is... I was so shocked when the Jets released him.
Hey, man, they're trying to go 0-16. Yeah.
33 years old, coming off of an injury. Plague season. Do you think he's still a top tier center?
Yeah,
that can get drafted.
He's a leader.
I mean, picked up.
He's a leader, man. Looking at like, I guess Baltimore's interested in him. I wouldn't
mind having
him go into like the Saints or something. But you know, just bring him in and just be that guy who's gonna anchor your middle. And he's even though he has some injury history here recently. He's gonna be a guy that's gonna be there for like 16 games, and he's gonna lead that.
I mean, centers, they can play forever. Kevin Y played forever. Like they don't have to be the fastest, strongest guys. Yeah. It's a leadership position. I mean, you look at Arizona; they have A.Q. Shipley as their starting center. Bring Nick Mangold in. Exactly. Who? I don't think Mrs. Shipley knows who he is. No, I think you're thinking of the receiver.
The receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. AQ is a weird name, so
yeah. I would love to know what his initials are. That he goes by his first name and his middle name. That he goes by AQ. Just go by Andrew, bro.
Back on defense, we have Jarius Byrd. I think I'm saying his name right. Safety
Jarius Byrd.
It was worth $54 million to the New Orleans Saints in free agency. Parted ways with the Saints. Where do you see him going now?
I mean,
go back to the Bills.
This guy's stolen so much money in his career.
Go back to the Bills.
He like, you know what's funny? I was looking him up. Like, I think of Jairus Byrd as a
Jairus. Just gyrating all over the field.
Those hips. I'm thinking of him as like a ball hawk. Like, oh, he ran like a 4.740 coming out of college. That's crazy.
His name is Jairus, though. He's got loose hips.
I'm telling you, I swear to God, some of these NFL players, like Byrd. He's like they just change their name to make him sound fast. Like you see that name, like, oh, he's probably pretty quick. Like I guarantee you, Doriel Green Beckham, that wasn't Doriel Green Beckham until Odell Beckham blew up, and then he's like, I gotta get that Beckham on that last name. Like, you know what I mean?
He's drafted that
way. but he was in college, he's probably like, oh, my boy Odell over here doing
it's
work.
July,
like,
it's July 9th. We're just throwing things against the wall. See if it
whatever,
sticks.
Man.
Who's that? Who needs a safety in the NFL right now? Who can pick him up? Who can use him?
Bills.
Bills.
Go back to the Bills.
Bills need them. Browns need a safety. Bucks need a safety. Giants need a safety. Like any of them. You know, Texans, Colts, Cowboys, they got rid of it. They lost both their safeties. So, I just don't think Jairus Byrd is that good anymore.
Right. Can he play?
Yeah. Well, he was all right last year. But
moving forward, we have Gary Barnidge.
Barnidge.
the former, probably the best remaining available free agent.
You think so?
Yeah,
I would. Really? I mean,
out of all of them,
look at it. Who would you say is better than Gary Barnidge?
D'Angelo Williams.
Yeah, sucks. He's terrible. Gary Barnidge. Wait,
you just talked him up.
Okay, well, you guys talked him up because he's a wrestler.
Anquan Boldin.
I like Anquan, but come on, he's not 36 years old. Gary Barnidge.
Dwight Freeney.
Get out of here, Dwight Freeney. Had like one sack last year. Gary Barnidge played all 16 games. He had 672 yards and 2 touchdowns, like playing with Robert Griffin III and whoever else was playing quarterback there.
Cody Kessler,
and I'm pretty sure it was somebody else too.
Gary Barnidge, okay? Let me tell you about Gary Barnidge. He's okay, all right? He's never going to be great. He's a big body, and he just started kind of
I think that
producing.
2015 year was a fluke year.
It was.
Yeah, I would agree that it was. I mean, 1,000 yards receiving was crazy. The guy was like 30 years old.
He's going to steal some money. Darius Green is still out there.
Yeah, he's an athletic freak, but he needs to stay healthy.
I think he's in a training camp with the Colts, I want to say.
Do you know what I always dreamed of?
I don't know the way you get your sources.
A good dream scenario for me, for Gary Barnes, really, would be to play alongside with Tyler Eifert and Cincinnati to have two tight ends.
Do you know what I was thinking?
System.
I think you're not wrong, but I was thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking what Sam was thinking.
I was thinking, I don't know what I was. Oh, Denver. That's what I was thinking. He should go to Denver.
Yeah, they don't.
Virgil Green is their number one tight end. And they like A.J. Derby, who they are so happy that the Patriots gave.
Yeah.
Like everyone,
you're welcome, guys.
Yeah, everyone just thinks, oh, we get a player from the Patriots. That's it. It's putting us over the top.
Don't you know that the Patriots just grab like random school players? Like, oh, he's from Arkansas. Let's grab him.
Yeah.
Listen, Trey Flowers is the only guy right now, so. Have him. Go ahead. Have fun with A.J. Derby.
Well, Gary Barnidge, we are rooting for you to get a team.
Some of us.
let's cap it off with Robert Griffin III, the injury-prone quarterback who had a promising future, is looking for a home once again. Where do we see him going? I think he's the same position as...
I think he's
going to be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, I think he's out of the league. I think that he had a really bad year last year. Like, I didn't write... He had 800... In 5 games, he had 886 passing yards in 5 games. 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And you're like, okay, he's a mobile guy. He only had 190 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Like, Colin Kaepernick's numbers far surpassed him. And this guy can't even get a phone call. So.
You know that expression? He's softer than baby poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, it's too bad because I remember when he came out with Andrew Luck, I liked Robert Griffin.
And he's going to be elbow deep in some baby poop. Well, he just knocked up his baby mama that he cheated on his fiance with. Well, way to go, pal.
When you ride like
lightning. Good luck with all that.
When you ride like lightning, you crash like thunder. So
that's deep.
Well, that's more profound.
Yeah, I like that.
I was talking about baby poop. He's talking about lightning.
I've never heard that expression, but I like that.
All right. Moving on. Guys, real quick. I want you to do something for me here. I want you to pick a number between 8 and 10. Did you say 9? 9. 9 is the number. You're right.
Wow.
Since it's July 9th, we're going to do a special trivia game that I came up with today.
10.
I would have said 4.
You weren't paying attention.
We're going to do a trivia game, okay? And it's all going to base around the number 9 or variations of the number 9, okay? Ooh. So here's how it goes. We have 21 questions, 4 of which are...
50 Cent.
4 of which are bonus questions worth 3 points. Each question, aside from that, is worth 1 point. I will tally you guys up here. These questions are hard. Again, they revolve around the number 9. And we are going to commence starting with the first question. Guys, just raise your hand, I guess.
We're going to buzz in. Buzz.
Yeah, you can do that too, I guess. Question number 1. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Dale, you ready? Jay, you ready?
Sure.
Go ahead.
This running back tied the record for most receiving touchdowns, 9, in a season. Is it A, Marshall Faulk, B, LaDainian Tomlinson, C, Sean?
Tied the record with 9?
I'll repeat the question after I say it.
Yeah. Just interrupt the man.
Why don't
you? Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, let me start from beginning again. This running back tied the record of the most receiving touchdowns, 9, in a season. Is it A, Marshall Faulk, B, LT, C, Sean Alexander, or D, David Johnson? Dale.
David Johnson?
That is wrong.
Ah! You don't have to buzz in.
Oh, my bad. LT?
That is wrong. The answer is...
I don't know.
Marshall Faulk.
No. Yeah, that's funny thing.
We are experts.
I was going to say Marshall Faulk, but then I was like, maybe it's a trick question. Yeah, but
you
did
it, so you got it wrong.
It was a trick question.
Moving forward. This NFL This NFL player returned a 99-yard punt return to win the game in overtime and now holds the record for the longest punt return for a touchdown in overtime. Is it A, Antonio Brown, B, Devin Hester, C, DeSean Jackson, or D, Patrick Peterson? DeSean Jackson?
C.
Wrong.
Patrick Peterson.
That is correct. Jay was
in your
face.
Was
that against the chart? No, that was Antonio Cromartie.
I have no idea. I just know it was Patrick Peterson.
All right. Bonus question popped up. The bonus questions are hard. They're not multiple choice. You just have to
go ahead.
Just have to try your best to know. All right. 13 players hold this record for the longest pass, 99 yards. The most recent was held by Eli Manning. My question to you, gentlemen, is who did he throw to?
Okay. Wait, there's no multiple choice?
No.
No.
It's a bonus question.
Listen to the questions, all right?
The rubber habit's going crazy. All right. I don't know. Plaxico Burress?
Wrong.
Ruben Randall?
Wrong. The answer is Mario Victor Manning. Cruz. Oh. Victor Cruz. No one gets a point in that one. Bonus question. You guys had a chance to be up on that one.
This is incredibly difficult. Yeah. I was not prepared for this.
I told you.
You told us you had trivia. You didn't tell us it would be
trivia time.
Moving on. Two receivers hold the record with
final score.
Can you let him read the question?
Right, go ahead.
Two receivers hold the record with 9 seasons of 10 touchdown catches or more. Who are they?
Again, not multiple choice.
Not multiple choice.
10 receiving, 9 years of 10 plus, and you want us to name 2 receivers?
Think about it.
I can't even think of one.
9 years.
They tied. They are both tied with 10 touchdown catches.
Are they active players?
I'll do that. I'll give you a hint. They are not active players.
Ooh. Is it not active players? Is it Terrell Owens and is it Terrell Owens is one of them?
Give me answers.
Terrell Owens and Randy Moss?
Wrong.
This is incredibly hard. If you're playing at home.
Let's see. Is it Calvin Johnson? Don't shake your head at me.
I'm just saying, Calvin I know Johnson. I have a Lions, but he didn't average over 10.
Did he get any of those right?
He had. I can't tell you that.
Oh, come on.
And Terrell Owens.
Wrong. The answer is Randy Moss
and Jerry Rice.
And Jerry Rice.
Oh, we should have known that. That's embarrassing.
All right, this one might be a little easy for you guys.
I hope it is because this is going very poorly.
Hurts. Actually, this is not easy. No. Last week we watched the video. So if you remembered the video,
we watched the history of the world.
No. The compilation of the best running backs.
Jamal Lewis and Christian McQuaid. Okay.
So. This Hall of Fame running back holds the record with the longest run from scrimmage for a touchdown of 99 yards. This is multiple choice. Is it A, Tony Dorsett, B, Bo Jackson, C, Eric Dickerson, or D, Earl Campbell?
B. Bo Jackson.
Wrong.
What was the first one?
Tony Dorsett.
Yes, Tony Dorsett.
That is correct. Jay's up 2-0.
Oh my God, I'm so much smarter than you.
The funny thing is, he was like, I'm going to do so bad in this.
I am so awful at this.
All right. This is a fairly easy one, okay? Think about it, okay? It's not multiple choice.
I haven't been thinking this entire time.
Not one of these is easy.
It's not multiple choice, but it's fairly easy. After the release of Larry Johnson in week 9 of the 2009 NFL season, this current NFL running back had
Jamal Charles.
There you go. Dalen's on.
You didn't buzz in.
I should get 2 points for that.
No. You should get no points for not buzzing in.
Listen, multiple. You don't have to buzz in.
You're not even letting this dude freaking.
Yeah.
Because we have 16 minutes left, and he has quite a few questions.
It's fine. All right. Moving on. This former NFL player holds the record of 9 consecutive seasons with 10-plus sacks. Is it A, Javon Kurse, B, Reggie White, C,
Reggie White.
I wrote Reggie White twice.
Be Reggie White.
I think it's definitely Reggie White.
I would say it's Reggie White, but I said it you before know, you read it the second time. No, you give me those points.
I'll give you both the points.
No, because he didn't guess it. You wrote it twice. I said it before you even said it the right, second fine, time. Fine, I get fine. The point for that. God.
Fine.
Playing for keeps.
This is very serious for Dale right now.
I can't believe that was my mistake. But
Reggie, is it A, Reggie White? B, Reggie White. C, all Reggie the above. White. D, Javon Curse.
So we have tied up 2-2. Moving on. All right. This former safety holds, I love this stat right here. This former safety holds the record of interceptions returned for a touchdown, 9, of course, in a single.
Darren Sharper?
Can I finish the question? Go ahead. Yes, it's Darren Sharper. Right. You do that again, I'm taking a point.
No, man. Yeah, I mean,
take points.
I got to say these options.
Let me finish the yes. No, the people at home need to know this.
Oh, yeah, that's why you want to give them options because they're playing.
Jeez, right. Dale. One more time. I'm deducting a point. No. All right. Moving forward. This former running back holds the record for 10-plus rushing touchdowns in a season. Is it A, Emmitt Smith, B, Walter Payton, C, Barry Sanders, or D, LaDainian Tomlinson? Jay.
Emmitt Smith.
Wrong.
D.
You don't have to buzz.
Oh, well, you know what? I just got yelled at for answering too quickly, so I gotta be careful. D. And Danny Thomas.
That is correct. 4-2, Dale Tucker.
I'm back to where I was.
This is how we expected it to go.
Yeah.
All right. This former NFL receiver holds the record for most consecutive seasons with 90 receptions or more. Add his jersey numbers up, and you get the number 9. Is it A, Terrell Owens, B, Torrey Holt, C, Calvin Johnson, or D, Tim Brown?
I like the wording of that question. That was...
Terrell Owens.
That is wrong.
Calvin Johnson?
Wrong. The answer is Torrey Holt.
Oh, who would have thought? Former Patriot, Torrey Holt.
Yeah, that's exactly where I know him from.
Speaking of the Patriots...
Hey.
This Patriot player holds the record of 9 games with 12-plus receptions in a season. Is it A, Randy Morris, B, Wells Walker, C, Deion Branch, or D?
Oh, are you going to take a point from him?
Do that again.
This is my first warning. All right.
That's ridiculous.
The Patriots fan, what's the answer?
Wells Walker.
That's correct. I wish I had a soundbite of like... Applause and chairs after each.
Yay!
There we go. All right, so it's 3-4, Dale with the lead. All right, moving on. This NFL legend holds the record of 9 consecutive seasons of 1,500 or more all-purpose yards. Is it A, Walter Payton, B, Eric Dickerson, C, Brian Mitchell, or D, Marshall Faulk?
Marshall Faulk.
Wrong.
I think this is a trick question. I think it's Brian Mitchell.
That is correct,
Brian. Yeah, because of return yards. Former Eagles receiver, I believe.
That is a trick question. Good heads up right there.
Brian Mitchell, who is that?
Who is that?
He's a punt returner, clearly.
All right. This is a bonus question. Gives you an opportunity to catch up, Jay, to tie.
It's not going to happen.
Whoa. Take the lead by 1, actually.
Wait, I only have 4?
You have five.
And Jay has 3.
Right, so to take the lead, he can if he gets this right.
How many points are bonus questions worth?
4. I mean, 3. 3 points.
Since when?
I told you
since we haven't
if you
gotten
kept
one.
If you stopped interrupting me, you would have.
All right, whatever. 3 points is absurd, but all right.
All right. This third round selected QB holds the record along with Y.A. Little and Peyton Manning with the most games to have thrown 7 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Which I imagine is probably one. One game to throw 7 touchdowns.
Third round pick.
Is he a current player?
Yeah. He is. He's a current player.
He's currently playing in the NFL?
That's what current player
I think that's
means.
What, yeah.
He's not like coaching?
Are you going to answer the question?
A current player who was a third round pick that threw 7 touchdowns. Is this? No, because Andy Dalton wasn't a third round pick.
10 seconds.
A third round pick.
5-4.
Kirk Cousins.
Wrong.
No, he was a fourth round pick. Final answer. 7 touchdowns. That's crazy. I don't know.
The answer is Nick Foles.
That's crazy. I was thinking about current that. Player. That we have to talk about the definition player. Of current.
He's a current player, and he wears the number 9. I told you, it's a 9 base theme. You got to think. I should have highlighted
yeah,
that.
We should have highlighted that because I was like, fault. He was. I thought you were like, there's nine questions.
is he ninth on the depth chart?
No. He's, where is he? Where is Nick Foles? He's a backup.
Is he back in Philly?
No,
I think he is back in Philly. Back in Philly, yeah. I think he's a backup in Philly.
All right. This QB holds the record of 9 400-plus passing yards with no interceptions. Is it A, Peyton Manning, B, Ben Roethlisberger, C, Joe Montana?
Montana.
Where, depending on if you're on the East or West Coast. Or D, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees?
That is correct.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way Ben Roethlisberger has any right being there.
No, actually, surprisingly, he holds the record for...
most bathroom breaks?
No, most... I think it was one game or two games. No, two games with 500-plus yards with no interception. So he's he's a low-key.
That's beast. Real surprising.
All right. Moving forward, this is... All right, this is kind of a...
Dude, there's so many more flash cards.
Might be a toss-up. Might be a toss-up question, okay? Again, he wears a number 9. So there you go. That's my little hint to you. This undrafted QB holds the record for the most consecutive passing touchdowns in a road game with one or more
TDs. Tony Romo.
That is correct. Jay, come back.
Is that a bonus? Hold on. Was this a multiple choice question?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay, because you would have lost that.
I was going to say, yeah. So it wasn't a bonus then, right?
No, it was just 1 point.
It's just, by the way, he had 41 touchdowns that season. Well, it's irrelevant now because he's not playing anymore. Anyways, moving forward, this is not a bonus question, but it's only one choice, one answer. Again, number 9. He wears the number 9. Think. The QBs hold the record for 9 seasons of 30 touchdowns and more. Drew Brees, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning. I guess it's multiple choice. Which QB... also holds the record for the most consecutive seasons with 30 touchdowns or more.
Drew Brees?
That is correct.
Yeah, I would have said that too.
Ooh. It is 5 moving to on 6. Dale, you better
How
go.
Exactly are you doing those Roman numerals? Because are you putting a dash through the 4?
I don't know why you have to highlight that.
That one's underlined, but it's fine.
Because right. I'm trying to keep track of how many he has.
I have it. Don't worry. Okay.
This looks interesting from this angle.
I got it.
All right.
Moving forward. Again, Dale, I'm going to detect the fact.
Yeah.
Behavior. Calm yourself.
Let's go, Alex Trebek.
All right. This QB who wears the number 9 was the only QB to have 135 passing rating in 6 games. Is it A, Drew Brees, B, Matthew Stafford, C, Bryce Petty, or D, Tony Romo?
All right. Drew Brees?
That is correct. No, that's not correct.
I was going to say, we got a lot of Drew Brees. That's
not. What was the options?
Drew Brees, Matt Stafford, Bryce Petty, Tony Romo. Who has a 135 passer rating in 6 games? Each of 6 games. No, in 6 games.
In 6 games?
Yes.
I feel like you would know it if it was.
I would have said it.
Yeah, so I'm... Romo? Tony Romo?
That's correct.
I was going to say, it's definitely
tied
not
up,
Bryce
ladies
Petty.
And gentlemen. We're all tied up.
Definitely not Bryce Petty.
All right. Moving forward. This current NFL QB has had a total of 9 400-plus passing completions from 2007 to 2008 and from 2010 to 2016. Is it A, Carson Palmer, B, Tom Brady, C, Drew Brees, or D, Phillip Rivers? 9. He has 9 of these.
Carson Palmer?
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's what I was going to pick, too. Phil Rivers.
That is also incorrect. The answer is Drew Brees. The guy is a beast.
Yeah, he's the most low-key beast. Somehow he's underrated. Everyone talks about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. It's like Drew Brees is like the second best quarterback of all time. All
right. I have a bonus question. Possible tiebreaker. Well, you know, I guess they're all tiebreakers from this point. This one's kind of this is funny actually, and you guys probably won't get this because I didn't even know this guy existed.
Fantastic! I love the confidence.
All right,
I didn't even know this guy existed. So listen, said the host of an NFL podcast.
This NFL player has played for a record of 11 teams, 11 different teams, and has only recorded a career total of 9 touchdowns. Who is he?
Wow, that is not multiple choices. Crazy.
11 teams.
Because I couldn't
think
of it.
How many touchdowns?
9. He's played on 11 different teams and only has a
See, I normally would say Ryan Fitzpatrick, but you know Ryan Fitzpatrick.
9 touchdowns.
Is he a current player?
Total. No, he's not.
How far back?
I want to say 2011.
It's 9 receiving touchdowns, right?
No, passing touchdowns. 9 passing. He's a quarterback.
Oh, he's a quarterback who's been on 11 teams and only has 9
receiving touchdowns. That would be crazy.
9 passing touchdowns. It's... Yeah, for a quarterback.
9 receiving. I think 1 or 2 is the record. I don't know. And you've never heard of him?
I've never heard of him. Yeah. I'm surprised you don't know this, but
9 touchdowns and 11 different teams. And he played relatively recently.
He played. Hold on. Give me.
Don't you look at that monitor, Jay. Don't you look at that monitor.
Google. All right, you know what? Time's up. His name is JT O'Sullivan.
Oh, for the Bears.
Yeah.
He played in the NFL. And 10 other teams. 10 other teams. Formerly of 1/3 of the league.
All right, this is an impressive stat. This NFL receiver not only holds the record for 9 games with 90-plus receiving yards in the season, but he did it consecutively as a rookie. Is it A, Odell Beckham Jr., B, Julio Jones, C, Calvin Johnson, or D, Randy Moss?
D?
Randy Moss? That is incorrect.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
That is correct.
I got to start listening to these questions. I'm just so worried about this.
Jay
over
with
here.
The lead.
I'm just so worried about that. I'm not even listening.
Are we over time?
Or we have like 4 minutes, so you're not going
to
be
Jay
able
with, to. So Jay with the lead, 7-6. We have 3 more questions, 2 of which are bonus questions. So you guys put on your thinking caps.
Are these bonus questions worth 5 points?
You know what? The last one will be.
All right, good.
Because it's hard.
Because there's 2 questions. So mathematically, it's not going to matter if they're worth 5 points or not. Like, we're so close.
All right, this is a let's do this. This is a bonus question. The record for field goals made from 50 yards or more are held by 3 kickers, and it's tied by 9. I mean, I'm sorry, it's 3. There are 3 people. No, how am I saying this?
There are 3 people who've made 50 plus yard. No, 9 people who've made 50.
I think they've done it 3 times in a season, held by 9 different players. That's what it is.
All right, 9 players have made 350. 50 or 60?
50 or plus. Only so 9 different players and 9 different kickers.
That's it? Only 9? That's crazy.
Have done it 3 times in a season.
3 times in a season.
Yeah, but a 50-plus yard field goal is not that long. Like, that's crazy thing. Only 9 players have done it 3 or more times.
Well, according to the card, it is.
Who is the most recent to achieve this?
Is this a multiple choice?
No, it's not.
Matt Prater?
That is incorrect.
Huh.
Wow, is he a current kicker?
He's a current kicker.
Sebastian Janikowski?
That is incorrect. I thought you guys would get that one. It is Justin Tucker from the Ravens.
It's funny because he's the best kicker, but you don't know whatever things about him. My namesake.
I just think of him as accurate. That's
it. Yeah, I don't think of him as power, exactly.
This one isn't multiple choice, but put on your thinking caps and you might get this answer, okay? This NFL linebacker drafted 9th overall in the 2012 NFL Draft became the youngest player to be named Defensive Player of the Year in 2013 and the 3rd youngest to win Defensive Rookie in 2012.
It's not multiple choice? It's Luke Kuechly.
That is incorrect. I mean, it's correct.
That's correct. I'm almost positive it's Luke Kuechly.
All right. We are tied up, believe it or not. We have 1 more question. It is the bonus question.
Wait, multiple choice?
It's not.
Okay, good.
But there is a two answer question. Okay?
So it's ridiculous.
So here's what I'm going to do. If you get 1... out of the 2 correct, I will give you 2 points. If you get, I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. So, no, that's irrelevant. We're tied. Yeah. So whoever gets it, gets it.
Okay. It's a 2-part question, okay? Who was the 9th pick overall in the 2009 NFL draft?
The 9th pick? Is it a current player?
I don't know.
Oh, that's not reassuring.
Oh, I mean, 2009, you might.
2009 was.
Do you know the name?
I have it right in front of me.
No, but I mean, do you recognize? No, obviously you have it. No. I mean, do you recognize?
I do recognize. Yeah, when I saw it, I did recognize the name.
There's 2 players that were picked?
No.
You said there's 2 players.
Yeah. No.
Oh, so that's the first question.
That's the first question.
9th pick in 2009. Hold on. Was it Brandon Pettigrew?
That is incorrect.
Oh. I know we had 2 first-round picks.
I have no idea.
It's BJ Raji.
Boston College should have known that.
All right, second part. This is it. This is for all the marbles right here. This is a hard one.
That was a hard one, so I can't wait to hear this.
It's a hard one. I'll give you...
What is the square root of pi?
I'll give you a hint, okay? Let me say the question. I'll give you a hint. Who was the ninth pick overall in the 1999 NFL draft? The hint is this. He plays within the same division of the last guy.
The hint is he was a football player. All right, the ninth pick of 1999, and he plays in the NFC North.
Correct.
He can't still be playing.
No, there's no one from 1999 still playing. No, he's not playing. I'm pretty confident in that one.
I'm pretty confident in that one.
The ninth, is he a well-known player?
I recognize the name.
What position? Yeah, what position?
I mean, you guys put me in a
spot. Oh, come on, man.
Come on.
I think he was a linebacker.
Offense or defense?
Defense.
And you recognize him?
I do.
I just looked up the 2000 draft, too, because of Janikowski.
Brian Urlacher.
No, not 99. That's crazy.
I mean, if you guys both get this wrong, you guys win in a tie. But, Dale, pressure's on you. Yeah. Which is very, actually, like, poetic right now.
1999 plays in the NFC North. It's not. You got it? You know it?
No.
No, you already answered it. Yeah, you can look. You can look.
You can, yeah.
Will I ever guess it, Jay?
If you're true.
Yeah, you probably could.
If you're a true Lions fan.
Oh, go. I told you football started in 2005. 99. Who the heck was even good in that? I bet you JJ would answer
10 seconds.
Well, I'm going to need more time than that. 99.
5. 4. 3. Two.
I don't know. I'm going to recognize it too after.
One.
Go ahead.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Chris Claiborne.
Who the hell is Chris Claiborne? Who was he drafted by? The Vikings?
Lions. No, the Lions. I said that to you.
Chris Claiborne?
Yes. Why? He was a...
Bald guy?
I mean...
Because I think of him as the Rams, I believe.
He was drafted... Yeah.
All right. Well, that was it for Tuck and Run. Tie.
Linebacker from the Lions. That concludes our fourth episode of Tuck and Run. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Please go to Tucker Punch Productions, subscribe to our podcast, listen to what we have to say, tell your friends, tell your wives, tell your kids.
Eventually check out the Flagrant Fans.
Yeah, whenever they decide to record. This is Sam OG signing out. Guys, it was a pleasure.
All right, it was fun.
Next week, I'm gonna start the show with a tiebreaker
because yeah, that's good. Come back with a really good question.
All right, signing out. See you next week.
And listen, I love Alex Smith. We go yachting together all the time. But Alex Smith can't throw the football.
The last time I checked, a quarterback's job is to throw the football.
And I heard Alex Smith is smoking crack.
He should be volunteering at a church somewhere.